pizza for a tsunami.
You stay over there in your world. Don't come over here trying to defend yourself when I talk crap about you on Facebook.
I think Kid Craddock would approve.
Go away, Lil Wayne. I just don't understand the need to always make things better.
Stuff with Shannon, so amazing. Stuff with Shannon, so amazing. Stuff with Shannon, stuff with Shannon. Mmm, la la la. Mmm, yeah. Stuff with Shannon.
Deontay, I have something I need to ask you.
Okay.
Have you been driving down the road lately and noticed a huge billboard that says syphilis tsunami?
I'm gonna go with no.
You need to look for it. I've seen two around here, and I don't know why. I don't know why the syphilis tsunami billboard makes me laugh so hard, but it truly does. I'm like a giggling 10-year-old sitting in health class learning about how babies are made or something. It's like... Syphilis tsunami.
Why? Why is there a billboard that says syphilis tsunami?
I guess it's saying that syphilis is really a big problem in our city and we need to fix it.
The size of a tsunami?
I don't know.
They just needed the alliteration?
I think next time I need to write down the website that they have on the sign and look it up to see what the point is because I don't know.
It's not syphilistsunami.com.
It might be. I haven't looked it up though.
Oh, that hurts.
It makes me laugh. And something else that makes me laugh is when you come in here griping about your husband.
Oh my gosh.
That poor man. I feel so bad for him.
Don't feel bad for him. One, if he didn't do stupid things, I wouldn't gripe about him. And two, I really try hard not to gripe directly to him.
Okay.
I realize that I get really irritated with him for stupid reasons.
Yeah.
And because I don't want to be that wife. I don't complain to him about the stupid things. I complain to other people and then I let it go.
Like on Facebook?
Yes.
Where you're not friends?
Right. Because I don't need him coming trying to defend himself.
Okay.
So you stay over there in your world. Don't come over here trying to defend yourself when I talk crap about you on Facebook.
Okay. And you were mentioning something that you say to him. Don't trick this shit up.
Oh my gosh. I'm a creature of habit.
Mm-hmm.
I like things the way that they are. Okay. I'm not really big on change. I can adapt to change if need be. I don't do well with needless change.
That makes sense. You shouldn't have to.
So if things are already good, there's really no reason to trick them up.
Okay.
So my husband does this. He cooks a good amount. I would say probably we're like at 60-40.
Him or you?
I'm the 60.
Okay.
Mostly his way of cooking is like throwing together like hot dogs and like beans and weenies or whatever.
Yeah, it works for the kids.
Hey, if it feeds them, I don't care.
Yeah.
But there are a couple of things he has that he's really, really good at. Like he does like this roasted corn that's really good. He's great doing ribs on the grill. So there are a couple of things he's really, really great at. So he'll make something and it's really good. And we're all like, oh, yeah, this is really good. And he's like, yeah, next time I think I'll know. There's no next time you think you'll do something differently. We just got through telling you how great this was.
But what if it could be even greater if you just changed it up a little bit?
No. There's no reason to do that because it's already freaking fantastic.
But it could be fantasticer.
No, or it could be worse.
It could be.
And you'd mess it all up. So why? Why are we messing with perfection? Sometimes things are really great and then people want to just come in and mess them all up.
Because they're not perfection. They're just great and could be greater.
Or they could be worse.
Or they could be worse.
There's just no need.
You're so negative.
It just drives me nuts. And I have a couple of things. I have a list of a couple of things.
Okay.
Why? Why we got to trick this up?
Okay.
Oreos. Oreos are great.
Mm-hmm.
You have the chocolate cookie. You have the filling. Then they came out with the golden Oreo. So you have the vanilla cookie. Oh, I love that.
I don't.
Really good with my coffee in the morning. I like a little something sweet with my coffee.
Really?
Love it. All of a sudden, there's a birthday cake Oreo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I can let that go. Then we got candy cane Oreos.
No.
And pumpkin spice Oreos.
Those are so wrong in every way.
Peanut butter and jelly Oreos.
Nope.
Candy corn Oreos.
Ew, really?
Red velvet cream cheese Oreos.
No. Is there really a candy corn Oreo?
Yes, it comes out at Halloween.
Oh, that's awful.
I know. Oreos are already perfection.
Okay, but if people weren't buying all those other flavors, they wouldn't make them.
There's just no need. Stick with the regular Oreo. I can give you two or three variations.
What about the mint?
Do you remember?
Those are pretty delicious.
Yeah. Do you remember the grasshopper cookie?
No.
Years and years ago, there was a grasshopper cookie, which was basically the mint Oreo.
Okay.
And then I guess it didn't do well. It went out of business. Oreo overtook them. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So I can kind of give you the mint Oreo, even though it's just a knockoff of the old grasshopper cookie.
No, if you get the thin ones,
mm-hmm.
they're a lot like the Girl Scout cookie thin mints.
Oh.
I mean, I know nothing's ever going to be the same.
Right.
But if you can't get Girl Scout cookies at that time, mm-hmm. then the thin mm-hmm. little Oreo mint ones are to die for.
And again, I can give you two or three variations.
Okay, what about the thin ones, the regular stuffing ones, the double stuffed ones?
No.
There's too many options.
There are. Okay, double stuff, I'm a fan of the double stuff.
Okay.
Because if you really like the cream, that's great. But now we have a thin Oreo, and then we have the low-calorie Oreo. You know what? You need low calories? Don't eat the Oreo.
That's very true.
Don't eat the Oreo.
That's very true.
Or just eat one instead of seven.
But here's the thing. I feel like I should not want to have a nervous breakdown when I go to the store to buy cookies.
Yeah,
if somebody said, okay, pick up some Oreos, and I was to go to the cookie aisle at Target, there's going to be one entire end cap full of different Oreo versions, and I'm not going to know which the heck I'm supposed to go with.
Yeah, it's very overwhelming. And I just bought Oreos yesterday. And again, there's like 50 different kinds. It's just too much. Can we just have three or four basic choices and go with that? Who needs 10 choices in Oreos?
So let's boycott every flavor of Oreo except for regular, and double stuff.
And the golden.
The golden and the mint.
And the mint.
Okay, so there's four Oreos. If we don't buy the other ones, then maybe they'll quit making them.
Exactly.
And life will be so much more simple.
Same thing with chips. Remember when you had like potato chips and then you had barbecue, sour cream and onion? Maybe some ranch and some salt and vinegar. Now we have like 25 variations. And then every year there's a contest. Let's see what else we can make into a chip flavor. No, let's not. Let's just stick with the regular. Now we got dry mustard Lays. Now we got taco. Now we got biscuits and gravy. Biscuits and gravy are biscuits and gravy. You don't need biscuits and gravy chips.
Yeah, you do. If you're driving down the road and you're like, oh man, I want biscuits and gravy. You can't just get biscuits and gravy and continue to drive while you eat them. You get the chips.
No, that is gross. Dill pickle.
No.
Pico and gallo.
Like popcorn.
Ugh.
You know the popcorn specialty stores?
I love the popcorn specialty store though.
Okay, but that goes against everything that you're saying.
No. Popcorn is different.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Popcorn should be either kettle corn or popcorn. Maybe add some cheese flavoring in there, buttered or unbuttered. That should be it.
But see, here's the thing. The flavored popcorn has been around for years. I know there's a resurgence of the flavored popcorn stores now, but there's been stores around since I was a kid.
Well, that's dumb.
So that's grandfathered in.
I cannot understand eating pickle flavored popcorn. They don't go together.
It's so good.
It doesn't go together.
Like,
nothing about it seems okay to me.
Well, nothing about dill pickle flavored potato chips seems good either.
Well, then don't eat them. Ugh. But that doesn't mean they can't make them.
I think they shouldn't make them. Taco chips? No.
Like taco Pringles?
Ugh.
I think I grew up on those if they exist. Can't remember, but I think they did.
That sounds awful.
It sounds delicious.
Just eat tortilla chips.
But they're not flavored
tacos. Put some taco on it.
It's not the same.
Why? It's taco. You're eating tacos.
So if you could live in a world where we stayed stagnant with our ideas.
I'm not saying that we need to be stagnant. I'm all about running out to buy the newest, fanciest iPhone and iPhone watch and all that good stuff. I agree that there should be some progression. There should be an advancement in technology. But some things are already great the way they are. There's really no need to trick them up.
So you must be really upset about the iPhone 8 and the iPhone 10 announcement.
No.
Because we're already great. My iPhone 6S that I have, it's pretty darn great.
Yeah.
I never got the 7.
Yeah, my iPhone 6S is not that great anymore, and I'm ready for the 10. Bring it on.
But if I were you, then I would be adamantly against any new iPhones because they pretty much already do everything that we need them to do. All that they can do to perfect it is make it water and dust proof and improve the camera.
They've improved the camera. It has the facial recognition technology. No.
It's also $1,000.
I'm getting it.
That's too much improvement. I can't afford that much improvement.
Too much improvement for you. I love that.
Yep, too much. What else you got?
Songs.
Oh, boy.
Can we agree that there's a lot of really crappy music out?
Yeah, of course.
Like, everybody thinks that they're a musician. They come up with one song, and all of a sudden, they're like, woohoo, like, I'm a great artist, blah, blah, blah.
Like Cash Me Outside Girl, I think she just got a record deal with the same people that have Bruno Mars and Ed Sheeran.
How?
I don't know.
In what world does that make sense?
I guess she's supposed to appeal to some audience that I don't get.
God, ridiculous. So if there's a really great song, why do we need to bring in a rapper or some half-naked chick to come in and trick it up?
To change it up.
There's no
need.
And
get more play.
There's no need because it's already a really great song. So my song, Location, by Khalid. This song is so great. It's a grooving song, just laid back.
Send me your location, let's focus on communicating, cause I just need the time and place to come through.
How great is that? It's just the greatest song. You're kicked back, you're listening to your music, you got a cool vibe going on. And then I'm in the car the other day, and there's this remix, tricking it up. Unnecessary.
Let's see. I guess this is the one that you're talking about with Lil Wayne.
Remix, baby. Yeah.
No. Go away, Lil Wayne.
Okay.
I don't need you. I don't need you coming in with your scratchy scissor voice. No. I don't need all of that. It was already great. I don't need the EDM remix. I don't need any of that.
See, I do understand what you're saying as far as remixes go with the EDM and every different DJ in the world having their own spin on songs.
Yeah.
And usually it's not good. It's, 9 times out of 10, it sucks.
Exactly.
But this kind of changes everything about it up, but not really.
But it doesn't need anything. It's already perfect.
So you're telling me right now that you don't listen to the remix of Location because it's not as good as what they could be playing.
Yeah, the original.
Okay.
I'm just turning the channel. Going to find some talk radio or something.
No, that's because you're smart. Can't fault you for that.
I just don't understand the need to always make things better.
I mean, I kind of understand that. I kind of get it. But at the same time, I kind of don't.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we always stuck with what we thought was great, then there'd never be anything greater.
But think about this. Okay, so Chili's is one of my favorite places to eat. I love Chili's. Their chips and salsa and queso is like my favorite meal ever. I could just eat that.
Ooh, they do have a good black bean burger there.
Oh, I don't do vegan. No, I like meat.
Okay, well,
but,
anyway.
Okay, so they've expanded their menu and they've got all these different things and they're offering all of this fancy stuff. And then last week they make an announcement and they're like, you know what? We're cutting our menu by 40%. They're getting rid of all of the extra. They're going back to basics.
Okay.
Hamburgers, fajitas, queso. Stick with what brought you.
So you're saying that works for you?
Yeah.
Going back to the basics?
Yeah, because I think sometimes you've gone too far and you have to rein it back in. Because there's really no need to trick this up. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. I mean, I guess if they wanted to make a lot of people happy, they could continue to keep it different and distinct, but
or maybe that wasn't working and they have to dial it back and
maybe
go back to basics. I'm just saying, everything doesn't need to be made better, especially if it's already good.
And if you are going to make it better, keep it the same price as the not as good stuff.
Well, that's true.
Seriously. So I can get myself an iPhone 10.
I can go with that.
I've got my heart set on it, but I have so many things that I'm planning on saving my money up for.
Mm-hmm.
That I need to decide what to prioritize.
Oh, yeah. That's tough.
Like, I want to get a Jason Witten jersey.
Oh.
But they're $100. So do I spend the $100 on the jersey, or do I put that $100 into my fund towards the new iPhone?
Oh, you don't pay for the iPhone all up front.
Oh, you don't?
No, you do the plan.
Oh, dang. I didn't know that.
Yeah, you do
the plan.
So
I could have got a new iPhone 7.
Yeah.
Crap. Thanks, Deonte. I'm going to go to the AT&T store right now.
See, this is why you need me.
I'm sorry that Khalid has broken your heart in so many ways.
I know.
And sent you on this tirade tangent about how things should just stay the same.
Hey, I'm not saying they have to stay the same, but I'm just saying if they're already really good, let's not mess with it. Like me and you.
Yeah, that's why we really don't need to improve anything on this.
That's right, because we're already pretty great.
We're already good enough. No need to get better. I think Kid Craddock would approve.
He definitely would.
No, he wouldn't. No, no, he wouldn't. You know as well as I do. He would be riding our butts.
He would be so angry. But it would be funny.
So he probably drove you crazy.
Oh my gosh.
Because nothing was ever good enough for him. Like, he always wanted to go one step further, take it one more big step in this direction. It was never enough to go with the original idea that everybody else thought was pretty good.
Yeah, but with Kid, anytime he tried to improve something, 99% of the time he did make it better. You can't say that for most people.
No, you can't. We were blessed, right?
Yeah, we definitely were.
All right, let's go get our other stuff done.
All right.
I'm tired.
Me too.
I love you.
I love you too.
See you later, alligator.
Guess what? I love you. I love you. I love you.
Goodbye.